on the agenda is Steve Hudson, Director of Technical Engineering. Steve was here in the building this morning but took ill, so Gene and I are going to team up together to try to cover his items. I think Gene is going to reference the first item, and I'm going to reference the second item.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? That agreement was read to us, but I'd like to have a copy of that with Summercrest.
Sure.
I'd like to have a copy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You may have a copy in your packet. I was on vacation last week, but I had asked that it be included in the packet, so you may already have it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the Memorandum of Agreement between Sussex County and the State of Delaware for the procurement of electricity supply. In 2006, we entered into this agreement. It was very successful for the county. We saved a little over $300,000 by entering this agreement. What happened is we went out to bid. We coupled all of our Delmarva Power accounts with the state and their buildings, schools, Kent County. And we were able to get bid out and get our price a lot lower than Delmarva Powers. So it has been very successful. The current contract that we have with Washington Gas expires on June 30th, 2013. We have about 180 Delmarva Power accounts, and we're going to, they want approval by April 11th. Any member can opt out of the MOA within 90-day prior notice, and we are expecting to still see a $65,000 annual savings. This equals about 4% savings on our $1.6 $5 million expense.
Compared to last year, is it higher than savings more than last year?
No, it's pretty consistent of what we've been saying.
But as we have more facilities and more pump stations and things of that nature, we'll use more electricity and we'll have more savings.
You mentioned $300,000 savings last year, but only a 60-some thousand dollars this year.
Since the start of our contract with them back in 2006.
Okay. It's the windmills and solar panels, Vance.
Ah, that's it.
There you go. Any more questions, Mr. Phillips?
I was asked about Delaware Electric Co-op.
Yes.
And their ability to participate in this bid process is restricted by state law, or do they just not provide?
They aren't into the supply business. They mm-hmm. are the infrastructure. Their current rate, the reason they're not in it, their current rate is so much lower than what we have been getting in the bid, so we keep them out. I think the bid we got is about 7 cents is what we will probably see. They are 4.5 to 6 cents.
It's a co-op.
Mm-hmm. It is cheaper, so we wouldn't keep them out of there. But it's open to anybody to bid, but they are infrastructure. They have a supply where they purchase supply as well.
You understand that?
I think so.
Pretty thick to me.
Any more questions of the council? You have a motion? I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson, you have a question?
I didn't quite get why they're not allowed to bid.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't.
They can bid. Anybody can bid.
Anybody can bid.
But I believe they're the infrastructure. Like Delmarva Power, we still pay Delmarva Power for the lines and the poles.
Right.
But Washington Gas is the one that supplies the electric. Delmarva Power has the poles and all that, and they get their supply from somewhere else.
And you say their supply.
Their supplier could bid as well. Anybody can bid.
Their supply cost is 4.5 cents.
Yeah, there's wherever they're getting theirs is 4.5 to 6.
And you're saying this bid came in at 7 cents. Why don't we go to where Delaware Electric Co-op is getting theirs so that we can have it at 4.5 cents instead of 7?
If they bid, I don't know.
Require somebody to bid.
I mean, it's up to them to bid.
It's franchises.
Yeah, I mean, they have to fill out. There's a huge process that through the PCS, the certification process, to go through this and be able to eligible to be bid.
But I think I begin to understand this a little clearer now.
Okay.
I think it was also, like you said, the wires, uh-huh. and the poles,
mm-hmm.
and then you add that cost to the 4 cents. See, that's not counting the
that's correct.
The way of delivering the electricity.
Right.
So that's
there's
where
two different costs.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody's getting a little
there's
piece of it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's two different costs.
Well, I don't know if you guys are
already
ahead of me on this, but I just curious. I'm like, man, sure. How come why we're not bidding, taking that 4% bid?
Yeah.
Co-op is already cheaper, so
yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You have a motion,
you're welcome. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council enter into a memorandum of agreement with the State of Delaware, becoming an aggregation partner whose purpose is to purchase the electricity from the deregulated electricity market.
Entertain a motion.
Got it.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Next, Mr. Rizzo, Emergency Operations Center, change order number one.
Yes, this is the project which will solve our heating and air conditioning projects out at the existing Emergency Operations Center. I don't know if you've been out there to see it, but progress is moving right along. The block wall is complete. The brick exterior is complete. The flooring is complete. Now we'll start moving into installing the technology. However, we did have several change orders that came about just dealing with the existing site conditions and building that infrastructure. The total change order is $2,503.84. It's spread out among various items. We had to modify the footer, the foundation of the building, when the geotech testing agency was out there, determined that we needed a larger footer. It was a small addition, so we didn't go to the expense of actually doing borings. So you have somebody come out and check it, and had everything been okay, standard footer would have been sufficient. But that addition is $1,155. We also had to install a new wall hydrant. The existing unit in the facility, which was going to be extended, was damaged and had to be replaced. That was $265. We had to repair a damaged counterpoise cable, which grounds the EOC. It was an unmarked cable, so when utilities were marked, again, this was a line that was damaged and had to be replaced. That was $318. We installed some additional insulation in the precast roof, $252, and we added an additional course of block to the roof to match the existing roof line. The detail on the plans from our architect only showed two blocks, but when we got out there, it really needed three blocks just to make it fit in with the existing architecture. That was $512.
Speak to that architect about that?
Yeah. The total change order is $2,503, and also because of weather conditions, there are six extra days that are being added to the contract. And I have a motion I can read if there's no questions. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order one with Gillis Gilkerson of Salisbury, Maryland, for Sussex County Project 12-3 Emergency Operations Center Supplemental Cooling System be approved, within which increases the contract amount by $2,503.84 for a new total of $479,188.84, and increases the contract time by 6 days.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to know how big was this extra building? What's the dimensions on it?
It's approximately 25 by 40.
25 feet by,
yeah,
40 feet. Good size building.
Yeah.
Any more questions to council? We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
I'd like to ask you one more question.
Mr. Wilson?
Okay.
How's our project doing on this solar panels? How much money are we saving? I asked for a report quite some time ago.
Mr. Hudson was prepared to speak about that today, unfortunately. But we get monthly reports. I could go up, if you want to, after council, we can go up and we can just push the button on the touchscreen and it can pull up and give you a report of all the electricity that's being generated by the solar power and the dollars that are being saved.
With that said,
okay,
would you, as our engineer, if we had to go out and buy this solar panels and use them here in the county, would you say we could make enough money or save enough money to buy them?
It was very attractive 2 years ago when we initiated that project, because you could purchase these SRECs. Not only were you saving energy, the basically, I don't know if it comes from the federal government or state government or a combination of the two, they would pay us additional funds, which made it much more attractive to install the solar panels. Now, the SREC market, I don't know if it's economy-driven or what's changed, has just dived. So the value of the SRECs are not as great now as they were 2 years ago, so it makes it less attractive financial return.
So what you're saying, they got their foot in the door, they got us with our solar panels, and now they're withdrawing.
You're still going to get your return.
I know we're going to get some return because it was paid for.
Right.
Not out of county funds.
That's true.
It came from other sources.
Federal government. But
yeah, federal government.
Somebody paid for it.
We still paid for it in the long run.
Right.
But my question is, if you would recommend this council, if we had to pay totally for it all, would you recommend us to buy solar panels to put up to save us electricity or save us the money, you might say? Just not electricity, but save us money.
When we started the solar project, I would have estimated we would have got a return back in 10 years, which was very beneficial. If SREC stay where they are, it's going to be 25 to 30 years before we get our return. So you'd have to look at it from that point of view. Is it a worthwhile long-term investment, or would, you know, obviously a 10-year return is very beneficial.
Yeah.
But 30 years, you'd have to think twice about it.
Of course, you must remember, in 30 years, we're going to have to replace some solar panels. These things don't last forever. We know 10 years probably, maybe.
I think the solar panels will last 25, 30 years, but the inverters are going to require some maintenance.
Thanks.
Probably won't even get you to 30 years.
Thank
All right,
sir.
I don't mean to bore you guys. But
no, okay. I was going to, before Everett cut his eyes down and said it wasn't on the agenda, I was going to try to go on. I knew what was coming next.
I have a quick question for Mike.
Mr. Deaver.
Is there any reason, Mike White, we had a meeting out there regarding the broadband, and they weren't able to, Delaware Co-op had a presentation. They weren't able to make all the presentations because the service out there was so slow.
Out at the
EOC.
I don't know why that would be. We should have good broadband service at the EOC. We have some issues on the other side. I'd have to bring Tom Glenn in. He's our IT guy.
We had somebody there from IT, but I haven't heard back what was wrong.
Okay.
Who gave you that report, Joan? I didn't hear it. Who'd you say, who's complaining about it being slow?
I was there, and the co-op had made a presentation to this group that's looking into broadband.
Okay.
And the Delaware Electric Co-op couldn't use half of their presentation because the service was so slow.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb, grant request.
Okay, the first one today, the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal Improvement, and that letter was to Mr. Cole.
Was there a dollar amount requested?
$5,000.
They were looking for $5,000.
Yes. Consider.
They considered $5,000.
I want you to consider.
They want me to consider. Well, let's see. I will consider $2,000.
All right.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,000 from Mr. Cole's account to the Lewis Rehoboth Canal Improvement Association to develop and construct a docking facility. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
The Jefferson School.
At Georgetown?
That is Georgetown.
Oh, that's actually the whole county, really.
Well, yeah. It's in Georgetown now.
Letter came to council, correct? Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
to
well, I recommend to council each one of us give $500 apiece.
How much?
The only question is $750.
That's okay.
Total?
$750 total.
Yeah.
$150 each.
So that'd be whatever that is.
$150. We'll give $150 apiece.
Okay.
What's the timing on that? Because I'm done for the year on my account.
She doesn't have any money.
What we could do is we can make it.
I can do it.
She's like a badass.
We can make an out.
You did not manage your money.
I'm done.
That's what I told her, the same thing, Mike.
I'm done.
She doesn't know how to manage any money.
We have had this happen before.
I'm
Mrs.
done.
Mrs. Deaver, we've had this happen before.
Oh my goodness.
So what we could do if the council agrees is we could split up that one difference, or we could just do it by four.
Well,
that's what it is.
We
do it by
50 apiece and just cut her short till she gets hers.
Sam, how much have you got in that account?
That's man's a concern. Let's get back on track here. Have a
Sam,
motion.
Sam, why don't you just fund it all? Because we all have schools in our thing. We ought to just, if there's a school in our district, we ought to fund it. So let's.
I'll pay for it all.
Thank you, sir.
You want that the 750?
Motion, Mr. Wilson. 750? Second.
No, 500.
Okay.
I'll give 250.
It doesn't get complicated.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson, Second, Mr. Phillips, a grant, $750, $500 for Mr. Wilson, $250 for Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I believe that motion carried.
Delmarva Boy Scout Council of America.
And we have a,
something we
have
normally a do every year. That's
correct. Somebody here has been very.
They are requesting a gift of $2,000 for their camp scholarships.
And we, that's been done in the past.
We have done 500, 100 each in the past. We did do 2009.
Okay. Is somebody here from the Boy Scouts?
I get down right
there. Sir, come on down here.
Come on
and
up here and make your plea.
That's right. We had you sitting back here. We want you to hear beg for money.
The state, what's going on? That's all.
Good morning, Council. My name is Micah Melton, and I am employed by the Delmarva Council, Inc., which is a the local council of the Boy Scouts, and I'm in charge of Sussex County right here. What we were requesting is funds to help support our scouts and making sure they can get to camp. And that request, I guess, divided up 2,000 would be about 400 for each of you.
We have to have money.
Yeah, my question would be.
I can give the check on July 1st. I can make a motion that mine is issued on July 1st.
Mm. Sounds good to me.
Mm. I mean, I'm not selfish.
But this is the Delmarva Council, right?
Delmarva Council, correct?
Okay, but when we give money here in Sussex County, we want to help Sussex County Scouts. Mm-hmm. So this will be targeted for use for scouts from Sussex
County,
not for some
correct
scout from White County.
All the money that would be giving right from you guys would go directly to the scouts requesting funds from one of our local Sussex yeah County units.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm, good.
And that's how okay we break it
okay
up.
I'll make a motion that we give $400 each with Mrs. Deaver's check coming after July the 1st. Is that okay?
Can you work with that, Susie?
Well, that's getting complicated.
Okay.
Anyway, have a motion and have a second.
Say that motion again.
We should ask.
We'll give $400 each with Ms. Deaver's check coming after July the 1st.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Joan. I'll help you out. I'll loan you some for 10% interest.
10%. We have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. To grant $2,000. $400 from each council matic district with the Mrs. Deavers coming out of her next year's funding.
Mm-hmm. She might want to borrow something from me.
Mrs. Jennings, you can take care of that, I'm sure.
That's $75,000.
There's a design to make this complicated.
He's more, he might have money better.
She's the ringleader.
$75,000?
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Gina, this is the first time I've ever heard of any such a thing.
Greater Laurel Chamber of Commerce.
$250.
Mr. Vincent and I would like to each give $250 each.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from Laurel Chamber of Commerce for their bike ride. $250, Mr. Phillips, $250 myself. Any questions on the motion?
I already have motors on these bikes for that.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Christie's Cats.
Christie's Cats.
And they are a nonprofit cat rescue in Georgetown.
Sam, they're your cats.
Who put this on here?
I didn't know bullets going that high yet. I mean, for our money.
I didn't put this one on.
I may have. They are a nonprofit, and they are working on the cat problem.
Shoot.
Right. I'll give $250. Anybody else wants
now
to
is
help?
Now, does this go the whole county? They do the whole county there, or just Georgetown?
They are doing
inside trading.
They're located in Georgetown, but they do.
They don't really say where they're rescuing the cats. They do the...
They're everywhere.
They help local residents, so I guess if you call about a cat issue.
Okay. Well, I will give $250 out of mine then for sure.
And I'll look for a second.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Christie's Cats Rescue Operations. $250, Mr. Phillips, $250 for my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Indian River Senior Center.
I give $1,000 from my account. I would put it out there that they do cover some of Mr. Cole's district and some of Ms. Deaver's district, if you folks want to chime in.
No, she doesn't have any money.
How about you, Mr. Cole?
Well, I got a seniors. I got two seniors also. Again, it's like these other things. Like schools and stuff.
Okay.
Either we have a fund that we do countywide, or we stick to our districts if it's in our district. So I would just suggest we just try to keep it simple. I'll second that motion, Mr.
How much is it?
$1,000 from me.
Vance, I sent you an email telling you that.
No, I understand, Mr. Steve. Can somebody second my $1,000?
Second, Mr. Cole.
Yes, I can, Vance.
I'm good.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000, Mr. Phillips, to Indian River Senior Center for their event expenses for honoring veterans. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. This was brought before council. Mr. Guy?
Well, Mr. Kramer.
Dan Kramer.
Start walking earlier. Start 3 minutes right now.
No. Ow.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, I really get it. I tell you what, it is. You guys are a bunch of crock. I'll tell you one thing right now. You sit up there and use the words, my account. Oh, I'm going to give out of my account. And then we got a guy over sitting over here. I'll lend you 10% something for 10%. Wait a minute. Is that your money? No, it's not your money. And it's not your account. It is my account as a taxpayer. So use the word, taxpayers are paying for all these funds. And then you got some idiot writes a letter and says, I thank you for giving me all this money. Guess what? It's tax dollars. It's not your money. Get a life.
I agree. We all should. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the vote? We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Cole. No, I didn't. I'm going to make you do the last.
Wait a minute.